Perhaps you recall the character of Abigail Williams from Arthur Miller's legendary play, The Crucible, the 1953 Tony Award winner about the Salem witch trials, as well as a parable inspired by Senator Joe McCarthy's communist witch hunts 60 years ago, has become a staple of high school literature classes. Abigail is the 17-year-old whose accusations of witchcraft, hoping to stake her own romantic claim on John Proctor, Abigail accuses his wife, Elizabeth, of being a witch, and that sets the story in motion. In his notes about characters in his play, Miller wrote, "Little is known about what happened to Abigail Williams after the Salem witch trials. The legend has it that she went to Boston and became a harlot." That note intrigued playwright Roberto Aguirre Sacasa, and we're going to see where that took him as the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park presents the world premiere of Abigail 1702, which began previews this weekend. With me in the studio is actress Stephanie Feger, who is portraying Abigail a decade after she fled from Salem. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to be here.
Tell us a little bit about what Abigail has been up to over these 10 years or so. How has she evolved since she disappeared from Salem?
A lot has happened. It's been 10 years, as you said. She has fled Salem and has gone to Boston. There are a number of things that have happened. In the first 5 years or so, it's actually a lot up to me what happens to her. And then in those 5 years, she really has gone from place to place trying to make some sort of semblance of a life for herself. And she finally ends up just outside of Boston at what is essentially a pox house. A woman, a healer, has taken her under her wing and has taught her her trade. Abigail eventually takes over the business, so to speak, takes on an assumed name and becomes someone else entirely and is seeking redemption and healing people.
Back when she was 17 and in Salem, she was something of a liar and rather vindictive about things. Has she changed in the decade that has passed?
She has changed. She has changed tremendously. She has evolved. That's one of the things that is very intriguing about this is the girl that you know is certainly one of the most hated characters in dramatic literature has done a very big 180, is very repentant and aware of what she's done.
Do we learn some of the reasons why she is repentant about things?
Yeah, you do. There's a series of things that lead you to believe that it is genuine and that it is looking back and her growing up, living with that guilt that has taken its toll.
Are we as the audience, at least at the beginning, meant to be at all doubtful as to how much she has changed?
That's a very good question. I think it's very subjective. I think people might be very wary of being compassionate for someone who caused such a ripple effect of disaster. But me being the actress coming into it, I was immediately taken by her and her change. So I was moved.
How is it to be playing such an iconic character, especially one, as you say, who is rather reviled based on at least who she was or who she is in that other play? I mean, this is kind of a sequel, but it's also we are transported to her as a new person 10 years later. And did you know the play, the character, before coming to this?
I did, actually, funnily enough, if that's a word. I had played Abigail years ago. It was my very first play in college. So I do have a bit of a history with her, and that was one of the very interesting things about taking on this project. Coming to her again, essentially, when I'm 10 years older, as what she is, to see how we both have changed has been kind of an interesting personal journey. I've had to definitely go back as part of my research and preparation to The Crucible to really sort of reconcile who that was and then who this is. They're very different, and finding that journey throughout is a very empathetic one.
And she is certainly rooted in that character, obviously, at least in the events of that character's life.
Definitely.
But time and events have no doubt changed her in ways. So we will learn more about that as we see this.
You will. And one of the most interesting things I think about this play, too, is that it really takes you even prior to Salem. You really get to know who she was that led her to be that person 10 years ago. I think there's a little addendum in The Crucible Arthur Miller put in. The addendum was that what she went off to be, but there's a line in one of the first scenes that she had seen her parents killed, their heads smashed next to her, and so she's not afraid to act on what she's doing. That always intrigued me. I'm like, what really happened? This play really kind of opens that door.
It's a small cast. It's certainly not as large as The Crucible, just a couple of people. And we actually saw a production of The Crucible on the Playhouse stage a few years back, which I remember pretty vividly. And this is going to be on the same main stage there. It seems like it would be a big space for a play with four people. Does it feel that way as you're performing it?
Yeah, there are about the four of us. It does and it doesn't. I mean, there are some actors that play multiple roles throughout, but I think this play really can hold it. It is a very heightened, very large piece of work.
Some of the other roles that are in this are characters from The Crucible, in addition to Abigail, am I correct?
Yes, there are a couple that we revisit.
Well, we don't want to give too much away here. Yeah. So. You're also having the opportunity here to work with a hot young playwright and with the Playhouse's new artistic director, Blake Robison. I wonder if you can talk a little bit about the experience of working with both of them, because I believe that Roberto has been in and out of town some during your rehearsal process.
That has been a great, great benefit of working on this. I mean, certainly I really enjoy both of them. I think they're both fantastic, incredibly supportive, and love the play, as we all do. Yeah, Roberto, he's great, and he's a lot of fun, and I love this piece. And we were very, very lucky to have him throughout rehearsals. We actually had a week of rehearsal in New York before coming to Cincinnati, which was it's kind of unheard of. But that was incredibly helpful to have him there, sort of helping us along, answering questions and things.
I interviewed him a couple of weeks back, and he described his plays as high wire acts with characters in extremis. And I thought that was an interesting thing. And I presume that Abigail would be the character who is in extremis in this one. She has choices to make and issues to grapple with.
Oh, yes. It is a nonstop series of events. As Blake would call it, my 4-minute mile. It does not end. It's very exciting. I mean, it's a straight shot. It's one actor. There will be no intermission. And so it is shot out of a cannon. Things are happening at a rapid pace. There's a lot to contend with.
Roberto also told me that the play has some, he called them supernatural qualities to it. I see you've done a bit of vampire work, in fact, and you were in a production of Dracula in Salt Lake City recently. Any comparison between those roles?
Oh, it's a funny thing. This tends to happen to me for some reason. But yes, I've had to think a lot about that actually throughout. They're tremendous fun to do these sort of ghost story, these tellings, these great things that are known. Actually, as part of my preparation and getting into that scary headspace is watching those things that scare you to death, that inspire you and that open that door. A lot of it does feel like a ghost story.
Scary times.
Yeah.
At the Cincinnati Playhouse. The world premiere of Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa's Abigail 1702, featuring Stephanie Feger in the title role, opens at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park on Thursday this week, following several preview performances. It's on stage through February 17th. If you'd like more information about the show or the Playhouse, you'll find a link at wvxu.org. Stephanie, thanks for coming in, and good luck with your production.
Thank you, Rick.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.